Something about a boat sitting on the sea, out there in the wind, floating on the free.
And one's for you, Parrot Heads, a little Jimmy Buffett for our fun on the Larry Mueller Show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry today. And the University of Wisconsin-Superior has big plans for a 65-foot catamaran called the Sadie Anne. Now, this vessel will be used for multiple purposes by the university's Lake Superior Research Institute. And joining us next is Matt Tenike, director of the Lake Superior Research Institute at UW-Superior, to take a look at the big boat heading his way this spring. What questions do you have about research taking place on our greatest Great Lake? Have you spent some time on Lake Superior? Imagine experiencing big open water like that as a student or a researcher. What questions do you have about how this research will happen on this floating classroom? Join us, 1-800-642-1234, or email talk@wpr.org. Hey, Matt, welcome to the show.
Hi, Lee. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the Lake Superior Research Institute. How long has it been around, and what does it do?
We've been around for well over 50 years, and we are an applied research center located here on the campus in Superior, and we study all things water, looking at watershed-related issues, trying to solve problems both locally, regionally, and around the globe.
How has this research advanced over the last half century as you see it, Matt?
We've made all kinds of advancements. We're happy to say that the lake is looking better. We're seeing growth in different kinds of aquatic species. But we also recognize we have some challenges coming our way. For example, climate change might be an issue that people are interested in. Things like microplastics, as well as the commonly known PFAS issues.
Sure. How has the Institute given students opportunities to research the lake before prior to this catamaran arriving?
Well, we work with our students in our labs and on our research projects. So they are working side by side with our scientists, gaining very valuable hands-on experience. You can think of it in a non-traditional learning sense. So they're out in the field with us collecting samples, trying to understand aquatic insects, impacts to watershed issues. They work with our chemists in our laboratory, helping to process samples and understand what chemical pollutants are there. So the skills that they're gaining are complementary to what they're learning in the classroom and pretty valuable for them should they choose to work in the field or go on to graduate school.
I feel like you just answered my next question. What would make it an applied research center? And that pretty much is what it is, right?
That's exactly what it is.
So how will the Sadie Anne fit into the research going on at the Lake Superior Research Institute, Matt?
Yeah, the Sadie Anne is an amazing opportunity. We were given an extremely generous gift through the Swenson Family Foundation to build what we're calling our state-of-the-art educational and research vessel. Its real mission is to provide hands-on learning opportunity in that learning place, right? We know that there are other research vessels in this area, and we can complement those missions. But we think this gives an opportunity for all disciplines, all learners, to have an experience. Out on Western Lake Superior, we know the lake, while she's beautiful and has this pristine environment and source of inspiration, it can be intimidating to get on the lake. And then there's often barriers. You know, you need to have a boat. She's cold. She's big. And we hope the Sadie Anne will provide those opportunities for all learners.
So when will the Sadie Anne be arriving at the Institute?
Yeah, that's the big million-dollar question. Right now, we're tentatively looking for early spring of 2025.
How far out would this boat be able to go into Lake Superior? I mean, are you able to go to the depths to do some research, or would it get a little choppy out there? I was just thinking about it as you were describing it. Yeah, it could be a little. It's an inland sea.
Yeah, right. We worked with Incant Crowther, a premier naval architect that helped design boats such as catamarans that are very stable for those that are land-loving kinds of folks. So we could, travel out to the depths if we chose to. But the unique thing about the Sadie Anne is she's certified by the U.S. Coast Guard to carry passengers, which is a unique thing for this region. So she can carry up to 49 passengers.
Oh.
And based on that certification, we have to stay within a certain distance of shore.
Okay.
For the safety of the passengers.
Absolutely, and that makes sense. This new floating classroom called the Sadie Anne, Matt, where did the name Sadie Anne come from?
Yeah, Sadie Anne, the actual name came from Jim Swenson's mother. The Swenson Family Foundation, donated a gift to build a boat. So it's really from his mother. She was a 1932 UW Superior alumna. And really to honor her commitment to education, her courage to face life's challenges, and her fierce love for family, friends, and the community, they honored her by naming the vessel after her.
That's very cool. And as I were to look at the Sadie Anne, how would you describe it to me?
If you were to look at the Sadie Anne, she's majestic.
It's like two stories on a couple of pontoons, right? It's huge.
Yeah, that's right. Like you said in your opening remarks, she's 65 feet long. She has a beam of 24 feet, draft of 4.5 feet. So she has two decks. The lower deck would have two classrooms, a wet lab and a dry lab, and they're set up for a very flexible design in teaching and educating learners. And then the top deck is a larger open space that could be used for lecture-style teaching and learning.
So, Matt Tenike, what will the Sadie Anne be able to do for the Lake Superior Research Institute and the work that you're doing?
She also has an A-frame on the back as well as a davit that hangs off the side and a moon pool. So she also has the capacity to do some research. So if we were interested in the changing of the food web dynamics in the near shore areas of Lake Superior, she has the capacity to help us collect that samples. I think the important part, too, is there's an opportunity here to bring researchers, science, and the general public community together. So while we're out doing our work and collecting our samples, we can bring all kinds of groups on board and have them watch us and participate in our work. So science is no longer a mystery. They see how it's collected. They begin to understand it. And they're really part of the process.
Demystifying science really strikes a chord with me, Matt Tenike. I think that might be really important.
Yes, it is. In today's age, it is.
The scientific method. Let's revisit that, shall we? Let's go to Don in Iron River with a question for you. Don, good afternoon.
Hi, Don here. Say, with all the newfangled technology with the Sadie Anne, would they be able to detect ships sunk in Lake Superior?
Oh, yeah. We just talk about shipwrecks, right? That is an interesting question. Matt Tenike, will you be able to look for any shipwrecks out in the lake?
She has the capacity to do that, but she does not have the equipment like sight scanning sonars or other instrumentation like that on board right now. The capacity to install that, should we be able to find the funding and do that, she could do that.
Wow. Would it just be research, and would it just be students who are looking at the STEM sciences, or are you looking to expand the floating classroom beyond just science and research, Matt?
Yeah, when we designed the boat and we worked on its concept studies and the mission, we really hope the users will see it beyond the STEM area. So we see capacity for the arts and humanities to be out there.
Oh.
What a great source of inspiration to be out there drawing the actual wetlands while you're floating on board.
And I'm curious about the St. Louis River estuary, because you'll also be using the Sadie Anne to dig into that and how it works in concert with Lake Superior. What are some of the questions you have that you are looking to answer, some of the hypotheses that you have posed that you think the Sadie Anne can help you solve?
Yeah, for example, we could be interested in trying to understand how the change on landscapes are impacting the estuary. So, for example, if we're having larger storm events and rain events and we see more runoff occurring, which could bring in warmer water and more new nutrients, we would be able to collect samples in the estuary with this ADN to look at harmful algal blooms because of those onshore impacts. So that's just one project that we're really interested in.
Well, and you'd also also mentioned climate change and microplastics, which seem to be much bigger umbrellas for more specific research. But in general terms that non-scientists would understand, Matt, where do you target, you know, the time and resources that you have when it comes to looking at climate change and plastics in our ecosystems?
The challenge is right now, I think we really take a look at targeting questions that we have the expertise in-house to work on. So, you know, that's a challenge. One of the other challenges is funding. Depending on funding that's available, that often helps dictate where we do our work.
It's perfect. Perfect entry to our next caller, Tim in Madison, who joins us. Hi, Tim.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to share... my son actually works for the Lake Superior Research Institute, but on a different project. And what I think will happen with this ADN, he works at testing ballast water and some of the ships that are out on the lakes. But, you know, he's familiar with what's happening, and also some other family members that are alum of UW-Superior have donated for this this vessel. And so we're just really excited for it to arrive and wish you well forwarding your research progress.
Hey, very cool that your kid's working on testing ballast water for the Institute.
Yeah. So it takes him all over the Great Lakes. He was out in Montreal, Chicago, Detroit, Toledo, and they're in like Superior, Duluth. They work with different vessels testing the ballast water that's picked up and then, you know, deposited in other places. So
I love the call. Thank you, Tim. And just some of the work going on at your institute, Matt.
Yeah, I think thanks, Tim, for the call. And, you know, I have an amazing group of staff working for us right now. And one of our largest projects is the ballast water. And your caller is exactly right. That group of people are sampling ships that enter the Great Lakes. We often call them the Lakers, and they do have examples of prototype ballast water treatment systems on board. And our job is to understand how they work. So that team of people travels around the region and samples the water pre and post treatment to see if it's effective at removing those unwanted organisms.
And Tim mentioned, although his son's not involved in it directly, the whole family's excited about the arrival of the Sadie Ann to the Institute. Are you still looking for any sort of contributions or support for the Sadie Ann?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we had a generous gift to build the boat. The funding to get her home is all secured. But there are some areas where we could use some support. So some interesting newer state-of-the-art of equipment that's coming on board, and science equipment often tends to be expensive, you know, so support in that area. So people can find, you know, ways to contribute through the university webpage. We've worked really close with our University Advancement and Foundation Office in this project.
We're talking to Matt Tenite, director of the Lake Superior Research Institute at UW-Superior, and we invite you to the conversation about the soon-to-arrive Sadie Ann, a floating classroom for Lake Superior in the St. Louis River tributary there, western part of the Big Lake, and some questions you might have about research or the ecosystem that exists there. You can join our conversation at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And you can always email us as well, talk@WPR.org. I'm Lee Rayburn, and for Larry Mueller today, and this is WPR News. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry Mueller today on The Larry Mueller Show. And tomorrow at this time, we detail for you the top 10 consumer complaints of 2024. Care to take a guess at what they may have been? Or perhaps you've seen one or two. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection joins us. And after that, we'll talk about septic tank maintenance. Very important, and you need to know. So don't miss it. It's all tomorrow on The Larry Mueller Show. But right now, we're talking to Matt Tenike. He's the director of the Lake Superior Research Institute at UW-Superior, and they are expecting an arrival early this spring of the Sadie Ann, a 65-foot catamaran floating classroom for the Institute. And we're inviting you to the conversation at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email talk@wpr.org. Matt, you said I asked a million-dollar question earlier, and I did not even realize I'd asked that one that expensive, and I apologize. It was about when would the boat arrive? What's the story behind that?
Yeah, you can imagine that building something like this, working with the Coast Guard on the certification, and then the other interesting part of it is that she really has a parallel hybrid propulsion system.
Oh.
So it's both diesel and electric. So it would operate very much like a Prius, if you will. The challenge that we have there is that it's new technology. Mm. It's new for the Coast Guard. And when we work through these certifications, we really ran into some delays. Their job is to really make sure that she's safe and that no major accidents could occur with the engine. So we really worked hard and, you know, if you will, dotted our I's and crossed our T's on this. And that caused some delays to be expected. There's nothing bad happening. It's just part of the process and being on the cutting edge of some new technology.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you seem to be breaking some new ground about how these research vessels can operate. And, you know, the priority of safety is not lost on anybody when you're talking about having as many as about 50 kids on this floating classroom.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. So that's the major cause for the delay, and again, she'll likely be traveling home up the Mississippi River.
Where's she coming from?
Way, Harvey, Louisiana. We were fortunate enough to work with a family-owned shipyard in Harvey, which is just outside of New Orleans, called Midship Marine. Yeah, so she's being built down there. She's 99% completed. I'll be working her way home, like I said, up the Mississippi River. To Chicago, and then in Lake Michigan, and on our way home to Western Lake Superior.
I look forward to further updates. Take your questions now at 1-800-642-1234 for our guest, Matt Tenike, from the Lake Superior Research Institute, patiently awaiting the arrival of their floating classroom, the Sadie Ann. Let's go to Vic in Amherst Junction. Hi, Vic.
Yes. Hi. Thanks a lot for taking the call. I just had a question about the staffing. It sounds really exciting, the entire project and the ongoing research that's going to be done. Wondering how that's going to be staffed over time. And
yeah, it's a great.
I'd love to work on that boat.
Vic wants to know if you're hiring, Matt. Actually, we all do.
Yeah, the answer is yes. What I can tell you about the staffing right now is we've hired a captain. His name is John Phelan, and he is, if you will, on board and working with us, finalizing safety plans and documentation for the vessel. We've also hired an outreach program manager. Dr. Alan Brute comes to us from this region, and he is on board, if you will, helping to organize, create, manage the programming, and then look for other funding. You know, we're always looking for some extramural funding to help support this program and bring it forward. We're waiting the final decisions from the Coast Guard as to what the crew will look like and credentials. It will likely be that we will need two deckhands, and we hope to give those positions to our students, provide them with some training, and give them a learning opportunity to work on board the vessel as a deckhand.
There you go, Vic. You're going to need to enroll at UW-Superior. you mentioned Captain John, and I heard you talking with our own Robin Washington in December about the bona fides of this captain. Like, he's got some ocean legs on him.
Yeah, he does. He comes, you know, with to us with some great experience. He has the appropriate license to captain this boat. But I think the other thing that's really interesting with John's credentials is he has the ability and has done this in some of his former employment to work with people, students. So, for example, he's trained groups on how to build canoes and work with them. So there's a potential that we could have a canoe building workshop here on campus as a fundraiser, you know, for the Sadie Ann and auction off a canoe.
Very cool. Now, you did mention this hybrid propulsion system like a Prius, but for this 65-foot catamaran.
Yeah.
What's the importance of this hybrid system and you know, how will it work on the lake?
You know, I think it's the importance behind this is it is the latest in technology. There's been a shift from moving from fossil fuels to other alternative energy sources. It's always great to be in first to understand it and learn how that works. But we think there's some training opportunities. If we have a unique system here, it could provide learning opportunities for the maritime sector, mm-hmm. where they could get experience understanding how a hybrid propulsion system is going to work should they choose to use that.
I just want to make this clear that because of your research at the Lake Superior Research Institute, because of what you're looking into regarding climate change and microplastics and the interconnectedness of all these things, that you would like to use battery powered if possible, because you understand that the ramifications of the gas powered have been to some degree impacting some of your research.
Yeah, that's correct. But I also think there's a marketplace, there's opportunity in the job place. To learn how this technology really operates and to improve it and advance it beyond where it's currently at. So, yeah.
Absolutely. So what's your vision for this? Like, when you're lying in bed at night awake thinking about the arrival of the Sadie Ann and all the things it can do, what are some of the things that you dream of, Matt Tenneich?
What I really dream about is hoping that other groups besides STEM really, really, really take the opportunity to use this. I think this is the next step. So, you know, you imagine some of these 100-year, 500-year storms destroying family cabins in this area. What a great opportunity for them to come on board and express the concerns and work through those social implications and how that's impacting the family. And we provide the platform and then the psychologists and social workers to help work through them. So what I'm getting at is, yes, it has all the capacity for STEM, but I think it's more than that.
Yeah. This goes beyond research and sounds more like building community on a floating classroom.
Yes, and providing opportunity for this region that hasn't ever been here. We stand and we look at the lake from the shores of the beaches and stuff, but now being able to take the community out onto Western Lake Superior, it's really the mission.
Matt Tenneich, where does your love of this come from?
I blame my parents when I was really young.
Well, I do too, but...
We spent a lot of time on water, boating, and understanding that, and they taught me the love of curiosity. So I spent a ton of time trying to understand how small inland lakes and ponds and rivers worked and behaved and what they produced, and I carry that forward with me.
Yeah, you found meaning in that, right? That there is something going on in those little bodies of water that are much bigger than most people probably realize.
That's correct, yep.
Yeah. So if we were to put a date on the arrival of the Sadie Ann, or should we just keep our eye on the Mississippi River for it floating up our way?
I'm comfortable saying early spring and keep your eye on the Mississippi River.
Well, and I really appreciate this because I thought this was going to, it's a research vehicle or it's a research boat, but you've gone so far beyond just the research and the STEM that it sounds like it even goes beyond the Institute, Matt.
It does, and we hope that we will be able to connect with community partners and organizations. I can give you an example.
Yes.
We've partnered with our Center for Continuing Education, and one of our first programs is the Rhodes Scholars. So we would be catering to the adult learner, 55 or older. We have 4 one-week programs scheduled, and they're selling out fairly quickly.
So we can get in on this floating classroom?
You certainly can. Yes, you can.
All right. And where would we go to do that?
You would want to visit the Rhodes Scholars website.
Rhodes Scholars website, and you're signing up now. I got a question from Paul and Toma. I'm not sure if you're able to handle this, Matt, but I'll throw it your way just to see, because you've handled everything else today. Toma, Paul and Toma called to say something large is emerging from a beach near the town of Frida on Lake Superior. He thinks it might be a ship, and he wants to know who to contact to come look at it. He's also curious if it's true that there's an ongoing search for the remains of an airplane that crashed years ago into Lake Superior. Know anything about that, Matt?
You've got me. I don't have an answer for that.
Well, I've got an email address for Paul. It is the Wisconsin Underwater Archaeological Association, the WUAA.org. That's WUAA.org, Wisconsin Underwater Archaeological Association, may be able to help you, Paul, and maybe there is some collaboration that the Sadie Ann can do with the Underwater Archaeological Association, Matt.
Yeah, there's always potential, and we're hopeful that we'll be able to collaborate with just about anybody.
I really appreciate where you're coming from, and I really hope we have the opportunity to catch up as soon as the Sadie Ann makes its way to you. Matt, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're certainly welcome, and thanks for having me.
Matt Tenike is director of the Lake Superior Research Institute at UW-Superior, and keep an eye out for the Sadie Ann on the western shores of the Big Lake. And I want to thank you for joining us today and allowing me to sit here for Larry, and it has been a pleasure and an honor. But it's all because of the people who are behind the scenes making it possible, our producers, Clara Neipert and Joel Pattenaud, our technical director, who is Jeff Robbins, and of course, our executive producer, Jill Nadeau, who makes it all happen every day. Lee Rayburn in for Larry Mueller today. Looking forward to having Larry back soon. He's getting better and on the mend. Stay tuned. As Larry would say, lots more in store.
Gives a man hope.